VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Members of a congressional negotiating committee are meeting Monday to revive talks over funding for border security. The funding is central to legislation to prevent key parts of the government from again shutting down, possibly on Saturday. President Trump has said that if opposition Democrats don't give him the money he wants to begin building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, he could declare a national emergency and bypass Congress altogether. Trump will be in the border city of El Paso, Texas, on Monday to speak to reporters. He says a wall would keep people from illegally entering the United States from Mexico. A new U.S. congresswoman who is a Somali Muslim refugee is drawing widespread condemnation from both Republicans and her fellow Democrats for her comments deemed anti-Semitic. On Sunday, she contended that a pro-Israel lobbying group in the United States is buying off lawmakers to support the Jewish state. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is a Democrat who has represented a district in the Midwestern state of Minnesota for just 5 weeks. She's a proponent of the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement to try to pressure Israel over its treatment of Palestinians. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan said Monday the Islamic State terrorist group remains a global presence. He spoke as U.S.-backed fighters worked to clear the last enclave the militants hold in eastern Syria.
Shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that if something hasn't been completely eradicated, the risk of it returning remains.
Shanahan said that although the IS presence in Syria has been decimated, local Syrian security forces are needed to ensure stability. This is VOA News. Mr. Shanahan made an unannounced trip to Afghanistan on Monday. He says he has not received orders from President Trump to withdraw American troops from the country. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's Shanahan's first visit to Afghanistan, as Pentagon chief or otherwise. It comes amid a renewed push for peace with the Taliban, but Shanahan says there are no orders for now to comply with the militants' top demand.
I have not been directed to step down our forces in Afghanistan.
The Taliban have refused to talk with the Afghan government, and the U.S. is trying to break the impasse. Its top envoy for the negotiations hopes to cut a deal by July. Shanahan says it's up to Afghans to decide the terms.
The United States will continue investigating the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. That word on Monday from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He said, America is not covering up for a murder. Khashoggi was a Washington Post columnist who wrote critically about Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He was last seen in October entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Pompeo was in Hungary as part of an Eastern European tour. He said the United States will continue to react in response to the Khashoggi murder, despite having missed a February 8th deadline set by Congress to determine who was responsible for the killing. More than 50 tons of U.S. and Colombian humanitarian aid for Venezuela is sitting in Colombia with no clear path on how to get the food and medicine into the country. VOA correspondent Christina Caicedo-Smith reports.
U.S. Ambassador to Colombia Kevin Whitaker welcomed the food supplies, emphasizing the United States had helped Venezuelans with more than $140 million. He says more help is expected.
This is a down payment. This is just a beginning. It's important, it's significant. It will be distributed to Venezuelans in Venezuela.
Ambassador Whitaker also thanked Colombian President Iván Duque for the transportation of this first lot of help into the Venezuelan border.
Food aid stored in a warehouse in Yemen's port city Hodeida is at risk of rotting, according to the UN Special Envoy to Yemen on Monday. The World Food Program has stored enough grain to feed 3.7 million people for a month in the Red Sea Mill silos. But UN Chief Mark Lowcock and UN Special Envoy Martin Griffiths say they have been inaccessible for more than 5 months. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.